Rashi discusses at length Kama Dvorim in Parashas Chayisora. The Choyre very, very Arichus. Rashi very comments on the Inyan Ma'avish really comes on the union of Eved Avram. Eved Avram, Mamish Psukim Acher Psukim, the Torah discusses the whole Holoch Yelech of Eved Avram, how he went to the well. And how he sought out a wife, Yitzchok, Psukim Acher Psukim over again. So Rashi says in Perek Chavdal Pasuk Mem Beis, but we have to hold the story again, repeat it. Says Rashi, Ayoyim Yitzchok Ayoyim Bas Vikachikovs La'orot Omer Rabbi Acha. Yofo sichosin shal avdei ovois lefnei amokoi mitirosin shal bonim. Shei parashah shal Eliezer kfula b'teira. The parashah of Eliezer is kfula in the Torah. Two times the whole parashah again. He went out. This, what he did and how he went and how he discussed. V'harbi gufa Torah l'nit el b'remiz. Many gufa Torah is only b'remiz. So how do we understand this? What's the pshat? Avdei, Yofa Avdei, Yofa Sichon Shal Avdei, Ovis Lefnei Yomoku B'Terosh Shabon. We also find the beginning of the parasha, Darichas Gedoyla, in the sugya of Avram Ve'Efron, how Avram brought Steimach Pele. It's a pella otzim. The Torah has to be myrich, the ganze zach. Okay, so we learn out of big yisoid. That Ephron said a lot, and they took out a letter from his name. That the Torah has to be myrich. We want to know Hilchos Shabbos here. You know, give me a letter for Hilchos Shabbos. That we have to figure out from one letter. Tell me the whole board. It's here, a log of riches about Ephron, about Avram. Pella big zach. And Be'emes, we can ask on the whole Sefer Bereishis, Be'emes. Sefer Bereishis, one after the next. Stories upon stories, upon stories, upon stories, upon stories. The Gansim Bereishis, from one part to the next. You go to Parash Vayikra, it's very hard to find coloring books for the kids for Parash Vayikra. They put in a carpet, how many times a day they have a Mizbeach with a thing, that's it, you know. Here, Baruch Hashem, every parasha with another coloring book, different mice with this, with that. You know? So the mice at the end of the day, Rashi already asked this kasha in the beginning of the beginning of the Torah, Rama Pasach. Why was Sefer Bereishis Pasach? Why wasn't it Pasach with the first mitzvah, Chosh Delacha? Why do we need all the stories? So Rashi says, and the kasha of Rashi is the one we want to mazmir, the word Torah, Torah is lahoyrois. We have to know what to do. The mitzvahs are Torah. So Rashi says, for in case the goyim are going to come and tell us, list them at them. They're going to come and tell us that we'll list them. So we have the Torah that tells us that actually the Torah stands describes at length the Briyas HaOyel, Hashem created the entire world. It's His world, He gave it over. To who He decided to give it over? Okay, that tells us why that Hashem created the world, but again, we want to need all the stories. Back to the stories. So the Deacon Rashi says over there, V'nosan l'asher yoshar be'enof. That the Goyim are going to come and tell us, why do we deserve Eretz Yisrael more than any of the Ummos? Hashem created the world. And since Hashem created the world, it's His world. He's the Baalim. He owns the world. And He gave it over, Eretz Yisrael, to those who are Yashar Ve'Einov. So the Meir of the Ganze Sefer Parag, that's what's called that way in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, says that, the Chavchai Gemara says that it's called Sefer HaYashar. Sefer Bereish called Sefer HaYashar. Because the Ganze Sefer Bereish is proving the Yashrus. The Yashrus of Bnei Yisrael, which are descendants of the Avos. They're the Avos who brought us, who gave us the, like we said, from Chayav Eloshin. They were the Klal Yisrael in the midas, in the DNA, the midah of Yashrus. The midah of Yashrus. The Ganze Sefer Bereish is being mochiach from Avram to Yitzchak, invited to Yaakov. This week's parasha was with the Be'eros. Yitzchak was so careful, even though they were his father's Be'eros. He was careful to do it the right way, to do it up he did. But everything with Yashrus, and the Madrega and the Milas of the Yashrus, at Kama that would reach, Rabbi. The Madregas of Yashrus, the Madrega of Erlichkeit, the Madregas of Menschlichkeit. The Ganze Sefer Bereish is not just some very nice stories that we can tell over to your Kindlech at the Shabbos table with a glazel tay. The Pshat is, it was the Mochiyah that we deserve, the Ganze Eretz Yisrael, the Tziba for creation of the Bereish is Eretz Yisrael, the Mitzvahs, Ramban, the Mitzvahs in the sky and Eretz Yisrael. As well as the mocking of the embassy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishutor v'Chutz La'aretz, is to be zeichut to Eretz Yisrael. You have to have midas HaYashar, zeichut to the mitzvahs. You have to be a yashar. To be zeichut to Torah, you have to be yashar. To be zeichut to Torah, you have to be yashar. It doesn't go without yashrus. So a person has to create a tremendous amount of Yashrus. He has to become the epitome of Yashrus. And that's how he zeichet to all the matanas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in this world that are shah to the person's aliyah, to his greatness, but the tenai musne, the tenai meikor has to be Yashrus. Funeshah shal yosher be'enot. And Sefer Yashrus is to prove, is to mochir the Yisod of Yashrus. And if a person says, like the Torah girl says, Maaseh Magia Maisel, Maaseh Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, it's not after the mitzvahs of Yaakov, it's the Yisod of Yashrus, and even the mitzvahs, it's the Yisod that came from Torah's Yashrus. And all the parshas that go deep and back and forth is to mochir the tremendous mid of Yashrus, but not Stam, that it was but it was through and through, it was part of the essence, it became part of the essence, that they became so understanding of the tafkid of a mensch in this world, that the whole holoch yelech was be'etzim yashus. And this way in Pashas Chayisor we find this Yisoy doubled. And that is Avram's meaning with Ephraim, Rabbi Yisrael. In Avram's meaning with Ephraim, we have to understand. But Yovo Yirav Lifkoi the Sora Lifkois Lifkoi Lispoi the Sora Lifkois the Lis. It doesn't say the soft the Lispoi. The Lashon Zocher Lispoi, not the soft da. Lifkoi saw it says. This is the soft da. So I saw once Rav Ram Gerwitz in the Hakdama to save Rashi Sharma Bamitzi. He says that the Lispoi was midin Gol Adar. It wasn't midin. Lifkoisa was a personal loss, but Lispoi was midin Gol Adar. Avram was now after a tremendous loss. He didn't only lose his mate, his lifetime mate for many, many years together, that they were husband and wife. But he lost his Gadol. She was Gadol in the Nevuah. She was one that whenever Kol Masha Toyma Lechasara Tase. So the Hesped wasn't only B'chinas, husband to wife. The Hesed was midin Gadol Adar, and he's right after. And the Torah emphasizes the Gemalik Adik in the Pasuk. But Yochum Avram Mi'al Pnei Meisah, he came Amish up from the Shiva, whatever Mi'al Pnei Meisah, and he Dabrei Pnei Chayes in the same Pasuk. He's coming up from a matzah of Noiridik. Chutz from that, there was a The famous word of the Kilas Yitzchak. Kilas Yitzchak says, why is the Chaf Alef Kaisa small? That the Kilas Yitzchak, the Gemara Zot, Lametesim is based in Kedushin, Memem Beis, the Gemara says, the Gemara says that Toyal Rishoinus, you lose the schus. Zokhtat Kilas Yitzchak, that the sudden came Dafka now after that Kedah, because he knew, like the Gemara says, Macheles, it was a schus that was Oim in the Doris. And he wanted to make sure that Klai Yisrael shouldn't have that schus. He wanted Aaron to be Toya. So he came Dafka now to kill Sarah, that Avram should have regret. He should have Charot on the Maisa. So if the positive of Kaisa, it's small. Now, Avram was after a Maisa where in his mind he could think the Chas V'Sholom. He was an accomplice. He was involved with the Akedah. He said last week that's what he didn't want to tell the Ben Bechaya. And last week, Shmuel, he didn't want to tell Sarah. He didn't want to tell Yitzchak. That while Sarah was Niftuk, he would feel terrible that he was maybe Goyim, the Maisa Akedah, he was involved. That was Kemat Shochta. She died from that. So Meila, the same as Shaldavi is kind of such a mice, and yet when Avram deals with Bnei Chais, it's mamish with such erlichkeit, with such yashvus, with such menschlichkeit. Vayidaber Ephraim, vayidaber, vayavas leimor, ach, matalush ma'eni, v'loshoyne shel shabakoshis, it was his land. He bows before Bnei Chet. He's moida. He pays the full price. Everything with erlichkeit, with yashvus, with a menschlichkeit, is lo yom kibbe super at a matzav where he was mamish. Right? The goddess of a person is being a mensch is not when everything is going down. The sun is shining, and he had a great day. Like we said, oh, you know, the goddess will be a great husband. He comes home. Wow, he comes home and then he comes home. He out the door. He smells. He whiffs that, wow. He whiffs that supper out the door. He didn't even get to the door. He smells the supper. Then he realizes it's the neighbor. But anyway, the kids are over. He whiffs the supper outside the door. Wow, my wife made my favorite hamburgers. I could smell it till now. And he comes in. But right before he gets in, it's on. Right when he lands in there, before he has even a chance to say, how was your day? He plops into a seat and there it's waiting for him. Mom is piping hot. The hamburger with a perfect bun, perfect mamish, and the ketchup squeezed to like a circle. And on the side is those French fries he probably loves, not just the round French fries, not the good, he loves the round ones. And special onion rings from she doctored them in Memba before she left to bring, you don't have really, that's so much, she got the onion rings that he likes. That's onion rings. And there's a steak waiting also for the next course. So it's very nice to say, wow, how is your day, dear? It was so gewaldig. How are you doing? I'm so happy to you. So such a good wife. What a good husband this guy is. I'll offer even to clean the dishes tonight after such a tough supper. That's very nice. But scene two, he comes home the next night, and the wife had a little hard day. She was tired. She wasn't feeling well. And the kids were up. He comes home, comes to the table. There's a big plate, and on top of the plate is one of these covers. They lift it up, and there's just one pea there. Even without a carrot. Just a pea. One little green pea. The problem is it's not even cooked. So he's a little rough day himself. His wife comes in and says, how was your day? How's your day? Well, he's not in the greatest mood to speak about how his day right now. He's hungry, man. And I don't think the pea is going to do it for him. So the Maisa, he's a little bit upset. He says, where's supper? Well, I thought you Oichel Kima, Mesparach B'meya. Didn't you learn that Rashi in the Chukosai? We learned it in seminary. We learned something in seminary. We don't just drink coffee all day. But anyway, she said they had a hard day. You couldn't find time? Slams the door. Last, what happened? I thought you were such a charming guy. You read all the books, 10 Steps to a Good Marriage. What happened? Terrence is, Be'etzem, you would have had a bad day today, you had a rough day. You know? So it's very easy to be in a great mood and this when things are going well, but when it's tough and it's difficult, you had a rough day. had a headache, you couldn't figure out faces, nothing went good in yeshiva. The Russian, the Yerushalayim slugged you up 3 times. You thought it had a svara, he said it's just the opposite. You realized you were on the wrong daf. And he said, Mamash, the most weirdest svara. You called Mamash a gavaldik, a chabura. And afterward, everybody came over to give you a chabura. Because the man said, your shot made no sense. So he came home warm and wiped down. The second day, he tried to figure out, he fell asleep. He came home, that's all your college days, you had 3 cups of coffee. And you felt not so good. You came home, and on the way home, you coming out of your basement. It wasn't like you tripped on a rock. You tore your pants. You're bleeding. And you come in the door. Oof, a rough day at work, a rough day at the koilo. You come home, your pants are torn. Your wife doesn't even know how to sew. It's a different problem. And you come home, and there it is, the pee. That's all. What are you supposed to do? You manage that. So how are you doing? You're not in the mood to speak. Not in the mood to be a nice guy right now. Your knee's bleeding, there's a pee on the table, you have a headache, you had too much cups of coffee, you got schlugged up, and Ramai said, what are you supposed to say? Like, how's it gone? Get a toothpick, put it in. Smile for the camera. It's a hard day. So Avram taught us, but he said, no, mensch, if you're mensch be'etzem, it comes out in tears. Even if he went through by Yahweh, I don't live for this, for the soul of Goyser. And he lost the Godel Ador. He lost everyone, but every Miser was done with a godless, with a menschlichkeit. He bows, Vayishtachov Nebnei Chais. That's the godless, because the Pshad was so ingrown. It was so, mamish inside of his metzias, in his kishkis, to be a mensch, to be a yosher, to be an erlecha. That there's no mokov for it. It's be'etzem. It's the atzmi shel adam, and that's the yosher. Yosher is not to try to put on the act of yosher. Yosher is it's the metzias, and I think that's the taich of yofes sichos shel avdi avos. Sicha, the goyin says automatic. The pshat is that if we see that the avdi avos talk and lashon sicha, they stop talk. It's a lashon of talking about chesed and being erlich with the people that he goes to speak, even though they're trying to cheat him out. He trying to be very erlich with them, and with the yashar take away. So it's greater than the Torah. Torah is something they have to learn. But in avdi sichos shel avdi avos, we see that it became part of the metzias. They soaked up the metzias of Avraham Avinu, was soaked up into his eved. That he was such a Talmud that he became that Yoshua the Gemez, that's Yofa Sichoson, because that's the Tachlis. The Tachlis is not just to learn and just to know a good word. The Tachlis, when we say the Torah, has to become part of your essence. That's why Yofa Sichoson shall have the Ovois. That it became, Eliezer was an Eved of Avram that became so learned in the Mahal thing, but it wasn't just in Moyach. It was in the Metzias, and it became part of his Chetza, that he could have a deal now with Lovin and Basur. They try to kill him, poison him, and then who knows what they're doing, and there he is, acting, Vayishtachu, acting with Derech Eretz, and acting and waiting for them to answer. He should have said, I'm going to take this girl out of here. Her father's a murderer, and the other guy's a crook. These are the family over here. I'm grabbing her out. No, he's a Shlapia, well, let's go get out. MS, Erlich, Yosher. Why Yovel Sichos? Because that's his metzias. He's his essence. That's the essence. That's the metzias of Torah. The Torah is not trying to teach us to knowledge. The Torah is trying to teach a lifestyle that you have to become your part of your essence. And if it becomes part of your essence, then you've accomplished the tafkid in this world, Rabbi said, to be a mensch be'etzem, Rabbi said. That if you come home with your knee bleeding and a tough day at work, say, dear, how was your day? What can I do? Can I help make supper? Maybe we can get another carrot with that pea. Maybe we can get something else here. Yes, let's go to the freezer. It's going to take another 45 minutes. You're starving. Listen, you never know. Got that pea in. Maybe it'll last me another 45 minutes. And go out and make the supper. Your wife's busy with the baby. She's not feeling well. You go ahead and you forget about the supper. You go take care of your wife. Your stomach might be grumpy, but that's Yashua, Rabbi said. Because she takes care of you every night, she takes care of you. That's a Yashua. That's the goddess of a man, Rabbi said. That's the God of a Rav Avinu. That's what the schuz we zochot to Torah, that's the smell. That's the zoya, that's the schuz, Yashua. The parash is not just teaching us nice things, but it tells us that it has to become part of our essence. But the Yahavim, okay, give myself, the Yahavim, Yisrael Yaakov is not just maise, not just maise, but it's the maise of a moment, that this is where the essence, this is where the metzias is. As we find this week's parasha also, Yaakov Avinu goes into to Yitzchok, and he's mamish. The Medrash says he was urinating, he was so nervous, and yet with Derech Eretz, Yaakov Avi, he spoke with such Derech Eretz. It's no trick to speak Derech Eretz to your parents. Hi, Dad. Oh, it's so good. You're such a good. Oh, what happened? He just sent you, put in your bank account yesterday, $1,000. Dad, how's it going? I haven't heard from you, son, in the last 2 or 3 months. I know how to hear from you right away. It's called Chase Quick Pay. Then I get to hear from you right away. Dad, how's it going? It's so good to hear you. What happened in the last 3 months? Well, I don't know. I've been pretty, pretty busy. Well, Chase Quick Pay made it really quick. Quick response. That's what's called Chase Quick Pay. You get paid back quick. Anyway, that's for that phone call. But during the day, I haven't spoken to Dad in a long time. It's been a long time since I spoke to Pop. Or every night. Why the pshat is about it? You're getting in this. But to be a man that's be so many that everything's there to understand, of course, to talk to parents. So Yaakov is there, and his mamish, that's what Chazal say, his mamish, urinating. There was a puddle, and the Lachim were bringing him. He's so scared. Ulai Mushen Yavi. And yet, Yaakov Avi, Derech Eretz, right? So much so, he says, Kakol Kol Yaakov, Rashi says, not because it's Yoshem Hashem, Kakol Kol Yaakov, ain't there with David, Lashon Tachnunim. To speak a Lashon Tachnunim, to speak such a way with Tachnunim, but it wasn't a matzav of Tachnunim, but Makam, but matzav that he was in such tension, Rabbi. There's the Mifchan, whether it's Be'etzim, Rabbi said, is when it comes to a difficult situation, how do you handle it? Get all nervous. He's the greatest husband. He's such a good husband. Yeah, when something comes to tension, wow, you can hear his voice pretty much around the block. Everybody knows his wife's first name now. Chana! Wow, never knew it. He looks like the most, simplest guy. What happened? She stepped on his toe by mistake. That's it. So when to be a man, she really said, when things are going good, but when it comes to it, that's the Mifchan, whether it's Etzim. It's Be'etzim, Rabbi said. That was the limud of Yahu. Yashur is Be'yashur Be'etzim, Rabbi said. Because Bo'o said them Yashur, Yahu Vikshu. Our essence is Yashur. We shout out to Yashur, Rabbi said. The others are the ones who are Mamshur, that Derech, and Yofa Sichosun is Moira, that it's so, it became so much into the Avdei Avos. The Avdei Avos was so, the Avos was so close that even the Avdei Avos became Mamish, mention of Yashur to the degree of a Mavinu, Rabbi said. This is the madriga that we have to mostly give my side to be Be'etzim Rabbi Yisrael. And we zirch Rebbeiz Hashem to be the ones that the Kodesh Baruch calls Yashur. That's the Bechor, the Parsha Pshat, that we call Yisrael, that we're Yashur, the Yashur goes all around. If we're Yashur with people, we're Yashur with the Kodesh Baruch, we'll be zirch to Eretz Yisrael, to be the Beis Amin, to be the Beis Amin.